What you will get is a first installment of the Holy Spirit, which is exactly what the Bible says. You get a first payment, but not the full payment until the Lord comes. If I teach you the gospel as it is taught in Scripture, and then you go to the next salesman from the other church, and he tells you, oh, no, you've got it all wrong, that guy is phony. Maybe he hasn't read the Bible as much as I have. He only read it for 40 years. I read it for whole 4 years already. I'm deliberately confusing you. It's true, I've studied the Bible for 40 years. But there are some people who study the Bible for 4 years and they think they know it real well. I sometimes speak to some young Christian on how arrogant they are and how little they know. And they will tell you, oh yes, salvation, we have it all now, it's all in full, Christ we can enjoy now in its fullness. And so once you are saved now, you are always saved and you will be... Now tell me which one you are more willing to accept. Him, of course. I am the bad psychologist. Well, you take your choice. You decide who is speaking the truth, but read your Bible first. That is why we do not preach a gospel in order to win people to come into the church. And some people in our churches complain to me about that. Why don't we do more evangelism? We don't seem to reach out. You are right, we didn't reach out. We are speaking the truth. Whether people like to hear it or not, it makes no difference. Now you may not like to hear it, but I'm going to repeat it to you one more time anyway, because that's biblical teaching. The first time Jesus came, he came to deal with sin by offering himself as sacrifice for sin, to take away my sins.
第一次主来的时候,他是为了要应付罪,他是好像一个祭一样,是担当很多人的罪,将我们从罪里面是释放出来。
It is the blood of Jesus on the cross that will set you free from the guilt and power of sin right now. And for many people, they would say that's enough for them. That's all the salvation they want. But that is not teaching of the Bible. That means it is not in the sense that it's not complete. That is true, but it's not enough.
那个是对,
what you need to understand is what the Bible teaches about full salvation, and I want to show you in a few moments.
你需要明白圣经所教究竟救恩的丰盛是什么,我会向大家讲解。
The biblical teaching of salvation is the salvation of the whole man. It is a glorious salvation. And what I'm going to tell you may sound strange to you because you've probably never been taught such things in this kind of way. The Bible makes it clear to us that you and me have two elements in us. We have the spirit, our human spirit, and we have this body here. If I take a needle and I stick it in your hand and you say, ouch! Oh, that's more like it. It's better. Then I ask you, well, what's wrong?
咁我问你有咩唔同啊？
And you will say to me, you hurt me.
咁你就会同我讲，你激到我。
I said, no, I didn't hurt you.
咁我就话我冇激到你。
And you say, of course you hurt me. I just felt the needle.
当然你又激到我啦。
Oh no, 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 that's not you.
但我话唔系你嚟嘅。
They said, what do you mean, not me?
你讲唔系我咩意思啊？
It's only your hand.
净系你嘅手啫嘛。
Your hand is not you.
你嘅手又唔系你。
Of course it's me.
当然只手都系我噶啦。
My hand is me.
我嘅手就系我。
You said, you're only a hand?
难道你净系只手咩？
No, 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 I'm more than a hand, but the hand is me anyway.
唔系，我唔单止有只手，不过只手都系属于我嘅。
I said, well, how unfortunate, because if your hand were not you, then I could stick it one more time in your hand to enjoy myself.
咁我真系唔好啦，如果你只手唔系你嘅咧，我可以激多一次，等我自己开心下。
But since you claim that that's you, then I have to stop.
但因为只手系你嘅咧，所以我就会停。
What is my point?
咁究竟我想讲乜咧？
When you say, ouch, it's me, you are meaning your body is you. Your body is the essential, an essential part of you.
当你在说哎呀那时候，其实你是说这手是你身体的一部分，是你身体很重要的一部分。
Your body is not just a jacket. You know, I feel too hot, I take it off, I throw it on the chair. My body is over there now.
我的身体不只是我的外套，当你觉得热的时候，你除了外套，你说我的身体在那边。
If somebody stuck a needle in my jacket, I wouldn't feel anything.
如果有些人呢, 用支針去篤我件衫咧，我唔會覺得有乜嘢。So
we know that when I say I, you have hurt me, I am referring to my body as well as my spirit.
所以當我講我，你係擊痛咗我嘅時候，我係講緊我嘅靈同埋我嘅身體。So
if I say an unkind word to you, you will say, hey, you hurt me.
如果我咧对你讲一啲唔好听嘅说话，一啲难受嘅说话，你就会话哦，你伤害咗我。
And you'll say to me, don't be ridiculous. I didn't stick a needle to you this time.
但我就话啦，唔好傻啦，我都冇用针刉你。
Last time I stuck a needle in you and you were shouting that I hurt you. Now I didn't stick a needle in you. Why are you complaining again?
上一次我刉你嘅时候咧，你就大嗌啦。但系今次我都冇刉你，点解你又喺度再投诉咧？
You will say because your words are very sharp. It cut in my heart.
但系你就会话你嗰啲说话咁尖啊，笃到我嘅心啊。
So again, you use the word you. You hurt me. This time is not your body. So what did I hurt this time?
所以咧，你仍然讲你伤害咗我。虽然你讲我，但系今次我都冇伤害到嗰人嘅身体。
This part of you, made up of your feeling, of your thinking, of your spiritual desires and longings, this part is your spirit.
所以咧，嗰一部分系组成咗你嘅感受、你嘅思想同埋你嘅渴望。呢一个就系你嘅内人。
So man has body and he has spirit.
所以人咧系有身体，亦都有一个灵魂。
And you can be hurt in either one of these ways or both together.
所以咧两部分都可以受到伤害，或者同时一齐受到伤害。
Now when it says that Christ in his sins, in his dying for our sins, saved us, what did he save?
所以当呢度讲到话，主系当佢死嘅时候，将我哋从罪救出嚟，究竟佢救咗啲乜嘢咧？
Of course, in this case, did he save my body? My body is still the same after he died for me.
究竟他是不是救了我身体呢? 但当他死了的时候，我身体都没有改，都是一样。
After I was saved and you stick a needle in me, I will still say, ouch.
当我是得救了之后，你用过针刺我，我仍然都会喊, ah!
Then you should have said, well, you're saved now. When I stick a needle in you, you're saved. So when you're saved, you don't feel any pain, right? Because you've been saved.
但如果你得救之后，当我用针刺你的时候，你应该不再觉得痛的。
No, but you still feel pain because physically, in your body, nothing has changed.
不是啊，你仍然会觉得痛，因为喺身体嚟讲，冇嘢系改变咗嘅。
And yet you know that inwardly there is a change.
但系你知道喺里边咧系有个改变。The
change is in your spirit.
嗰个改变咧系你嘅灵嘅改变。So
you think differently.
所以你有唔同嘅谂法。You
react to people differently.
你有唔同嘅反应啊，对人。Where
you didn't have some love before, now you have a bit of love.
以前你对人冇爱，依家你对人有啲爱。So
that part of you has been affected by his saving work.
所以咧，你嘅嗰一部分咧，系被基督拯救工作咧，系影响咗啦。Now
what happened to the other part of you, which is also very much you?
咁另外嗰一部分咧，亦都系你嚟噶。嗰部分又点咧？Which
is your body?
你嘅身体。The
body in the Bible is very important.
身体喺圣经嚟讲系好重要。
In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, Paul says twice in chapter 3 and chapter 6, Your body is the place where the Holy Spirit lives. It is God's temple.
而是保罗在哥林多前书三章和六章讲两次，我们的身体是圣灵所居住的地方。
The Bible never despises the body.
圣经永远都没有去藐视我们的身体。
It never regards the body as bad.
它亦都没有教我们的身体是属于坏的。
No, no, the body, your body is where God, where God lives as his temple.
我们的身体是神所居住的殿。
But has salvation reached your body?
但救恩究竟有没有到达到你的身体呢?
It has not.
没。
Your salvation is only half.
你的救恩只是一半而已。
Only your spirit is now affected by that salvation.
是你的灵呢? 得到这个救恩的影响。
That is why you are still going to die physically if the Lord does not return.
所以如果主不再回来, 你仍然在身体上都会死亡。
That is why you will still get sick like other people get sick.
所以你仍然都会病, 就好像其他人会病一样。
There is the difference, you must understand. Half of you is still untouched by the salvation on Calvary.
所以这个分别你们一定要明白。有一半的你呢, 在十字架各个他上面呢,
death reigns, death triumphs in your body.
死仍然在你的身体那里呢,
if Christ died for sin and has destroyed the power of death, you should not die.
如果主是为了罪而死，你的身体是应该不会死的。
I wish in the Bible there were some more sharp-thinking people.
我希望在教会里面是有一些想法比较清楚一点的。
We have a lot of sleepy people whose minds are too. You can't think anything clearly.
我们有很多真的在睡觉的人，我们想的东西都很糊涂。
Oh, they're so tired all day long.
我们经常都很累。
Especially during the services, they're very tired.
特别是听到那时候更累。
It's amazing how after the service they wake up, so refreshed. They had 1 hour sleep already.
而听完道的时候，你会觉得很奇怪，为什么个个都这么生猛的呢？
They can't sleep 1 hour before the service, not 1 hour after the service, but just this hour.
他们在听道之前那一分钟又不睡，听到之后那个钟又不睡，但是就是听到这个钟要睡。
But whether in the service or at any other time, when it comes to spiritual things, all so muddled-headed.
而不单止是讲道,而去到属灵的东西,我们的思想都很混乱的。
I like the little children.
我喜欢那些小孩。
It seems that when children, they are still brighter. It seems when people grow up, they get more dull with time.
好像小孩,他们是智慧,他们是聪明一点的。但是当他们大过的时候,他们想的东西慢慢是模糊。
I'm sorry, I'm so blunt, you see. That's why lots of people don't like me, you understand why.
对不起,我这么直,所以可能就是这么多人不喜欢我。
I am weary of this kind of futile thinking.
我对于这些糊涂的思想已经感到很厌倦。I
think you don't have to be a genius to put two and two together and get a conclusion.
我想你不用是一个天才,将你这两样加起来,你可以得到个结论。If
the wages of sin is death,
如果罪的工价是死,
and Christ died for me so as to take away my death,
如果主是为我死而拿走这个死亡,
then it follows that I do not die.
这样应该理应我是不需要死的。
And since I am both a spirit and a body,
因为我又是灵,我又有一个身体,
then to tell me that I am only going to live in the spirit, I got half of me saved, and what happened to my body? And my body is not going to be saved?
而你说我的灵是会得救的,而另外我那一半是不得救,这样怎样呢?
Exactly, that is the problem.
这个正正就是那个问题。
Let us look at Romans chapter 8, verses 22 and 23 to see what Paul has to say about this.
让我们可以打开罗马书第八章第22节和23节,看看保罗怎么说。
And this is what he says, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. And not only they, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting, notice, eagerly waiting, for the adoption, we are not yet adopted, to become sons of God, the redemption of our body.
第22节这样读,我们知道一切受造之物,一同叹息劳苦,直到如今。 不但如此,就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的,也是自己心里叹息,留意,等候,切切地等候,着神,着儿子的名分, 乃是我们身体得赎，留意身体得赎。
What does it mean to have our body redeemed?
究竟身体得赎点解呢？
It means this body will put on immortality, it will die no more.
嘅意思系话我哋呢个身体咧会穿上不能朽坏嘅，佢唔会再死。
And until Christ's redemption reaches this body, salvation is not complete according to the Bible.
除非基督是能够救赎埋我哋嘅身体，否则救恩系未能系未完全噶。
We are not yet fully redeemed.
我哋仲未完完全全得赎。
That is why we are waiting for the redemption of the body.
所以我哋系等紧我哋身体得赎。
We like to talk of ourselves as being sons and daughters of God.
我哋好喜欢咧系称自己为神嘅儿子同埋神嘅女儿。
That is true in the Bible only in a preliminary sense.
喺圣经嚟讲系啱，不过系一个初步嘅意思。
We are not fully adopted yet.
我哋仲未完全咧系俾神。
Read here carefully. That is why we eagerly wait for what? For the adoption. Who do you adopt? You adopt sons and daughters. That's who you adopt.
我哋系未完全咧得到儿子嘅名分嘅，请大家留意，我哋所以系好恳切咁样去等候住儿子嘅名分。
And the whole creation, verse 22 says, is waiting for that day too.
而整个嘅受造之物，留意第二十二节，都系等紧呢一日。
Why is the creation waiting?
点解整个嘅受造之物都要等候呢？
Because it wants to be delivered from what? From bondage to corruption.
因为整个嘅受造之物都好想系从朽坏之中咧，系得到拯救。
And notice it is still waiting for the children of God to become free, the liberty of the children of God.
而佢亦都系等紧咧，神嘅儿女，佢哋系得到自由。
Free from what?
从咩得自由咧？
Free from death, of course.
当然系从死亡得到自由。
From corruption.
从朽坏得到自由。
That's what the whole creation is waiting for.
呢个就系整个嘅创造物咧等紧嘅。
Salvation is not all you have now, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，救恩嘅丰盛，你依家仲未有嘅。
If salvation is all that you and I have now, it might not have been worth waiting for.
如果我哋真系依家享受紧救恩嘅丰盛，咁可能就唔值得再等。
When you got baptized and you went out to live the Christian life, the first few days were so good, wasn't it?
当你系受一浸之后，你系活一个基督徒嘅生命，头几日好好噶，系咪？
And then came defeat and another defeat and another defeat, and you said, "This is the Christian life."
但系跟住咧就失败，失败再失败，咁你就谂啊，究竟基督徒嘅生命系咪咁嘅咧
？Did you trace the origin of your defeat？
究竟你有冇谂过你失败嘅原因
？The origin of your defeat was your body where sin dwells。
而你失败嘅原因就系因为我哋有个身体，而罪咧就喺我哋身体嗰度住。
And as long as your body is not yet redeemed, you will not experience full salvation。
而啊，一日你个身体仲未得赎嘅话咧，你都唔会享受到救恩嘅全部。
Our salvation is waiting for the redemption of the whole material creation. The whole universe is going to be redeemed. The power of death and sin must be taken from the whole creation, including our body, our physical bodies.
其实我哋嘅救恩系等紧全部嘅创造之物啊，系等紧我哋系从罪同埋从死亡中咧系得赎啊。
It is for this reason, brothers and sisters, that we speak about and look forward to a new heaven and a new earth.
就系因为呢个原因，所以我哋系讲紧，我哋系盼望紧新天新地嘅来临。
Right now, you have experienced only a very small part of salvation. I hope you understand that.
依家你只不过咧系经历紧救恩嘅一小部分。
And that little part of salvation you have experienced may not even be very exciting so far.
而嗰一小部分你所经历嘅咧，可能对你嚟讲唔系好刺激嘅。
Salvation is to come，
救恩系将要来临。
And it will come when He comes。
而几时嚟咧？当主翻嚟嘅时候，救恩都会嚟。
That is why the Apostle Paul says in Romans 14， "Now is your salvation nearer than when you first believed." You think Paul would have said you're already saved? No, he says your salvation is only nearer now than when you first believed.
所以保罗在罗马书的第十四章那里说，他说你们得救的日子呢比你们所想的再要临近。你不是想咦我已经得了救了吗？不是啊。
Now notice what he said. When you first believed, you thought that's when you were saved.
当你刚刚相信的时候，你已经想我已经得救了。
but only in a preliminary sense.
但只不过咧系一个初步嘅阶段。
Only now it will be nearer than the salvation is nearer now than at that time.
而救恩咧依家咧系近过当时。
You see, this part about the biblical teaching of salvation, most Christians don't understand. They don't know.
大家可以留意到救恩呢一个方面嘅教导咧，系好多人系唔知道。
God has not surrendered your body to sin.
神咧系冇将你嘅身体系交咗俾罪。
He has not surrendered your body to death.
佢亦都冇将你嘅身体系交咗俾死亡。
That is the reason why we can speak of a resurrection.
所以我哋就会讲复活呢一件事。
And he has not surrendered this whole material universe to the power of sin.
而佢亦都冇将整个嘅宇宙系交咗俾死，系交俾罪。
When you enter into that full salvation, when God's power will be manifested in your new body, you will know what salvation really is about.
当你系进入救恩嘅丰盛，你就会知道究竟救恩嘅全部系点解。
Let us just look at one more verse and we have to move on towards our conclusion. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. And this is what the Apostle Paul says, for our citizenship is in heaven. What about it? From which we also eagerly wait, notice again these words, for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why are we waiting for him? What's there to wait for? Notice what he says. It all has to do with the body. Verse 21. Who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able, even to subdue all things, that is the whole universe, to himself.
第二十节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主。 就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，究竟点解佢从天上降临？究竟其实系同我们嘅身体有关。留意第二十一节，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
I tell you, salvation in the Bible is a full salvation, body and spirit and the whole creation. That is glorious salvation.
我讲俾大家听，喺圣经所讲嘅救恩，系我哋嘅身体、我哋嘅灵魂同埋整个嘅创造之物，呢个先至系救恩嘅源泉。When
your death will not be able to touch your body again.
而死亡咧，唔能够再去有咩可以掂到你嘅身体。It
will be like the resurrection body of the Lord Jesus Himself.
就好似主耶稣复活嘅身体一样。Which
will make spaceman and science fiction and the $6 million man and bionic man look like child's play, kindergarten stories.
而咧咁样就会令到啊嗰啲太空人啊或者无敌金刚啊嗰啲咧，全部都变得好小儿科。You
see, in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus would come through doors, walk through walls, and still be able to eat, to touch people, to talk with them, and yet suddenly disappear at his choice.
而你睇到圣经咧，你会发现主耶稣咧，佢系可以穿过啲门啦，可以行过埲墙咧，佢亦都可以食嘢，佢亦都可以摸到啲人。呢个就系好奇妙，主耶稣复活嘅身体。
He can rise straight up. He can move off in another direction. It's amazing.
佢可以升高，佢亦都可以去第二个方向嗰度，但系好奇怪。
But when I talked to the physicists about this, they said, "What's amazing about that? We can understand how it could work."
但系当我同啲物理学家讲，佢话有咩咁奇怪啫？我哋都明点解系咁咯。It's
a quiz question of a change of frequency and so forth.
佢话净系改变咗频率啫嘛。So
sometimes I regret that I didn't study physics.
所以有时我都好后悔咧，我冇读物理。But
whenever I talk, because in our Bible study group in Montreal, we have many physicists, mostly have either finished their doctorates or doing their doctorates.
有好多喺我哋满地学咧，有好多人咧系读紧物理学嘅，有啲。
And whenever we talk about these things, they have the greatest ease. They understand it right away.
咁当我哋讲呢啲嘢嘅时候咧，佢哋毫无困难咧，好快就能够明白。That
is the way we shall be.
呢个就系我哋将会成为嘅
And the whole creation will be set free from corruption.
整个的创造物呢,是将会从扭坏中呢,是得到自由。
I emphasize again, brothers and sisters, you and I have experienced only a tiny, tiny bit of what salvation is about.
而弟兄姊妹,我很想强调,你们只不过只是经历到救恩一个很小很小的部分。
But you need to experience that little bit.
但你是需要经历这个小部分。
Because otherwise the rest may be just a fairy tale.
如果不是呢,跟着那些呢,对你来说好像童话一样。
Only if you have experienced in your life the reality, even though in a limited way, of God's saving power, then the rest has no root in fact. It may just be wild imagination.
除非在你的生命那里,是经历到神的真实,如果不是其他那些东西,在你的心里面是不会有根的。
It's because I have experienced the reality of God in my life now that I know that these things will certainly come to pass.
是因为在我自己的生命里面,我是经历到神的真实,现在我是经历到,所以我知道那些东西一定会发生。
But if you have not experienced God's saving work in your life even now, and to talk about the glorious future is just clouds, just the castles in the sky.
但如果你现在都经历不到神救恩的工作的话,如果再讲其他的东西,对你来讲只不过是太飘渺了。But
our time is moving very fast, and we have so much to cover.
我们的时间很少,但我们都有很多东西需要讲。
I hope now you understand why we need to hasten his coming, because we are looking for full salvation.
我希望你知道为什么我们要催促主来,因为我们是切切去渴望救恩的丰盛。
But then as soon as we talk about the Lord's return in the churches that we live in today, in the time we live in, we run into problems right again.
但我们一讲到主再来的时候,在现在的教会,我们就会立刻有问题了。
When is the Lord coming back?
究竟主何时回呢?
According to some of our friends, they say, well, it's all been predetermined in God's eternal counsels.
对于有些朋友,他们就说,这些在神的计划里面已经一早预定了。And
if it's already fixed, then to talk about hastening his coming is meaningless.
如果一早已经注定了,你还说催促主再来,根本就没意思。
If the Lord's coming is rather like a birthday, and you do not normally celebrate the birthday earlier, then you have to wait till that day which has already been fixed by the date of that person's birth.
如果我们说主再回来,就好像一个人的生日那样,而那个人的生日是有个日子,是定了的话,那根本也都不可以催促那个日子快点来了。
Yeah, it's very hard to be a Christian these days, isn't it?
是不是做一个基督徒很难的现在?
Everywhere you turn, you run into another bunch of people who tell you something else again.
无论你转向哪一道,都有人对你说一些不同的事。
I'm sure you've experienced that and feel very tired, and I don't blame you.
我肯定你是经历过这些事,你也会觉得很疲倦,我都不怪你。
There are a group of Christians for whom everything is predetermined.
对于有一组的基督徒,他们来说,每件事都是整定的。
Everything is predestined by God.
每件事都是神注定的。
It's sort of a fixed eternal calendar, and all you have to do is, which day are we now? So today this happens, so you look at the next, and this, today this happens.
就好像在天上面是有个日历的,究竟今天发生什么事呢?明天又注定发生什么事呢?
And so the reason why you and I, we are here in this hall today, is because if you had a good telescope and you could read into God's calendar book hanging on the wall of heaven there, you will see there, on this day, there would be, oh yeah, a Disciples Church Easter Camp at Wu Kai Sa.
如果你有个好的望远镜,那你看看在神那埲墙挂着那个日历,你就会看到今天原来在乌溪沙有基督门徒福音会的复活影,所以你就在这里。
It's all predestined.
是一早已经预定了。
And then if you have the stronger telescope, you look at the names and you look, ah, your name is there. No wonder you're here.
如果你再看得仔细一点,用你的望远镜,你看到,啊,原来你的名字真的在这里,所以你就坐在这里。
Well, of course, if your name is there and you're found sitting in a cafe in Hong Kong side, maybe you'll be in trouble.
当然,如果你的名字在这里,但是你在香港不知道哪间咖啡室,探咖啡,那你就有问题。
But according to the predestined friends, that couldn't even happen.
但对于相信是上天注定这个学说的人,这个是不会发生的。
Because if that is the case, you know, somebody would have seen you in the cafe and dragged you here to fulfill it.
所以如果你真的在那间咖啡室,会有人在那间咖啡室拉你来乌溪沙的。
Now, although this sounds comical, the fact is that this is the way many, many Christians think.
好像听起来好像很有趣，但事实上有很多基督徒真的这么想。
Maybe you are one of them.
可能你是其中一个。
There are basically two types of Christians, and this is very important for you to understand.
基本上是有两种的基督徒，这个你一定要明白。
One type of Christian sees the will of God and everything is predetermined.
有一种的基督徒呢，他们是觉得神的旨意和所有的事呢，都是注定的。
And therefore, all you have to do is try to find out what is God's will for you.
所以你只需要做的事呢，你就要找出究竟神的旨意对于你来讲，要你做些什么。
This kind of Christian basically functions passively.
而一类的基督徒呢，他们是很被动的。
They don't have initiative.
他们呢，不会有主动性的。
At least the initiative is going to be very limited.
而他们的主动性呢，是很有限。
Because it's always only to know what is the will of God.
因为他们经常都想，究竟神的旨意是什么呢？
Now life can be quite difficult.
而这样去生活呢，其实是很难。
For example, you're feeling quite hungry.
而你很肚子饿了，譬如。
And then you are down there in town.
而你呢，就去到城那里了。
And this side you see the big M, McDonald's.
而你呢，就见到，那里有一间很大的麦当劳。
And you're just going to go there.
而你呢，想入去麦当劳。
No.
跟着你想，不要。
What is the will of God?
究竟神的旨意是什么呢？
And this side is 大家乐。
这边是大家乐。
So you look at McDonald's and you look at 大家乐。
所以你又看麦当劳，又看大家乐。
Oh, being a Christian is really hard.
唉，做基督徒真辛苦的。
What is God's will for me? This or that?
究竟神的旨意是什么呢？这间还是那间呢？
So how solve the problem?
那怎么解决问题呢？
So how about we try praying the Lord's Prayer?
那不如用主祷文去祷告好不好？
Maybe our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be the kingdom. And which one stops and I go there?
由我们在天上的父这样开始祷告。 究竟停了哪里呢？就是那间。
But of course, where you stop depends on where you break the sentence.
当然啦，你哪里停，看看你那个句子在哪里断开的。
And you suddenly realize, to know the will of God at all times, I have to be a spiritual giant, but I'm not a spiritual giant, so I don't know whether I should eat in McDonald's or in Dagalog.
所以你会觉得，如果要知道神的旨意，你是一个属灵的巨人。我又不是属灵的巨人，我连麦当劳、大家乐都不知道去哪间。
So finally you decide, okay, McDonald's.
所以后来你就，算了，去麦当劳吧。
I don't know how to determine the will of God.
我都不知道怎样去知道神的旨意。
And so while you're chewing the Big Mac, you're feeling very guilty inside.
所以呢，你一路吃巨无霸呢，你是很内疚。
I don't know whether this Big Mac is tasting especially bad today. I don't know why.
这个巨无霸好像味道特别差，唔知点解。
Maybe the will of God was for me to be in 大家乐. After all, it's Chinese people. You don't support the foreigners here. It's an American business, this one.
可能神的旨意是叫你去大家乐，因为你是中国人来的，麦当劳呢是美国人的生意来的嘛。
So you're feeling, I don't know how to live this Christian life.
所以你觉得真的不知道怎样活这个基督徒的生命。
No, maybe you're not that sensitive.
可能你又不是那么敏感呢。
Maybe you think that's not a big issue. It doesn't matter which one you eat.
你觉得没所谓啊，去哪里吃东西。
You sure?
你肯定？
There are some people who went into a McDonald's in the United States and got killed in there because some guy came up with a machine gun and shot everybody in McDonald's. You think it doesn't matter which way you go?
你真的觉得没所谓？你知不知有人去麦当劳吃嘢喺美国咧，系俾个人开枪咧，乱枪扫射死咗？
You think it's trivial?
你系咪真系觉得冇所谓咧？
Who knows what will happen because you made a wrong choice?
边个知道会咩发生？因为你作错咗个决定。
Think of those people that day that if they had gone to Tai Kak Lok in the United States, they wouldn't have been killed in McDonald's.
如果嗰啲人啊喺嗰日喺美国去咗个大家乐咧，系唔死得啦。
You see, nothing is trivial.
所以冇乜嘢咧系太过湿碎嘅。
How do you determine the predetermined will of God?
神预先定咗嘅旨意。
Let's stop for a few moments to refresh our minds. We'll sing a song together and then we'll finish the last part of this message very briefly.
我们可以在这里停一阵，唱一首歌去充实一下自己，跟着呢，我们就会完埋我们最后一部分。
Let us What kind of Christian then are you?
究竟你是哪一种的基督徒呢？
How does your everyday life work?
你每一日嘅生活系点噶？
Do you think that God's plans are all predetermined and cannot be changed?
你會不會想神的計劃全部一早已經註定了不可以改變?
What makes you think that God works in this fixed and immobile sort of way?
究竟什麼令到你這樣想神是用一個很固定不可以改的方法去做?
Do you think that God is specially great and that's why he works in this sort of rigid manner?
是不是因為你想啊神這麼偉大所以呢他是這麼死板的方法做事?
If you work for a boss,
如果你是为一个 boss 去工作
Do you think this boss is wonderful because he does everything for the whole year, fixed everything in such a way that nothing can change?
你会不会觉得这个 boss 很伟大因为他成年的事都已经安排好了每一样东西都是紧的不可以变
Or would you think that this boss is rather more like a block of stone?
或者你会想反而他好像一块石这样
Because he doesn't take other people's reactions and changes into account.
因为他都不想人家的反应也都不以这些东西来做考虑
Now the very fact that the Bible itself speaks of hastening the day of the Lord should make it plain that God hasn't fixed the day
其实当圣经一讲到说催促主再来的时候我们已经知道那些东西不是一早已经注定了
But so many Christians still function with this idea that God's will has fixed everything even for your life everything is fixed
但有很多基督徒仍然想神的旨意是注定的就算我们的生命都是一早被安排的
What about your marriage?
你的婚姻呢
Some people come to me and tell me and ask me who has God got for me in my life?
咁有些人呢就来问我啊究竟神呢是为我预备了哪一个呢
Oh boy, I have to be a prophet for that
唉我真的要做一个先知才可以答
They're a bit surprised when I tell them it's up to your choice My choice?
咁佢哋咧就好驚奇啊！當我同佢講，其實咧係你有選擇嘅。
Or they get a boyfriend and they want me to examine the boyfriend. They say, I have a close look with him with a magnifying glass.
而當佢哋咧揾咗個男朋友咧，佢哋就好想咧，即係我好細心咁檢查下佢啊。
Is this person in the will of God for me?
究竟呢個人咧係咪神嘅旨意係俾我嘅
？So I have to ask him to take off his shirt.
咁咧，我就叫佢咧，即係除咗件衫啦。
And then I hope that on the back stamp there is approved by God stamp.
我希望咧喺後邊咧係有個印啊，哇！神認許嘅批准嘅。
But if I don't see a stamp, I got a bit of a problem.
但我見唔到嗰個印咧，所以好難。
You see, all these kind of questions come from the idea that God fixed everything.
呢啲咁嘅問題咧，係因為啊，我哋就諗神咧係將所有嘢咧係定好曬。
Well, this is the way of thinking in a very large part of the Chinese churches.
而在中国教会呢一大部分的人都是这样想
Because of the Calvinistic influence that is there.
是因为呢有一派的学说所影响的
And most of them don't even know that this kind of teaching belongs to this kind of school.
而很多人呢都不知道他们的想法呢是被这一派的学说影响
It goes so far as to say that if you are going to be saved, it's because God predetermined you to be saved.
他们去到很极端就是说你得救因为神一早已经安排了预定了你是得救
And if you're not saved it's because God predetermined you not to be saved
而如果你不得救的也是因为神一早已经预定了决定了你是不应该得救
The doctrine of double predestination
这个就是双重注定这个这样的学说
Some people of the Calvinistic school feel embarrassed by this sort of teaching
有啲咧，就算屬於呢一派學説嘅人咧，佢哋都覺得好尷尬呢一個學説。
And so they prefer to go for single predestination.
所以咧，佢哋淨係相信，淨係單一嘅上天注定呢個學説。
And that means that if you are saved, it is because you are predestined.
就係如果你得救，因為一早已經注定咗你得救。
And if you are not saved, it's because you didn't choose to be saved.
而如果你唔得救咧，因為你唔選擇得救咯。
Now again, you don't have to be a genius to realize how ridiculous such inconsistent reasoning is.
我相信你不用是一个天才你都觉得、啊、这种这样的、这种这样的想法呢其实是很可笑
That's a reality in the church today.
但实际上在教会今天是这样
For a long time, I was brought up in this kind of teaching.
我其实在这种的教导底下呢已经很久
And my life was really difficult, I have to confess. Because I was very sincere, you see. If I had learned to be a hypocrite, it wouldn't be so hard.
我的生命真的很困难如果我是一个假冒为善的人都好一点但因为我是很诚恳的所以我觉得是很难
So I remember once very difficult choice to buy a typewriter or not
所以有一次我就想、啊、究竟好不好买一个打字机
Although it was a very cheap typewriter, but I didn't have much money.
雖然是很便宜, 不過我又沒什麼錢啊。
If you had seen me at that time, you'd been laughing your stomach until it was sore.
如果你那時見到我, 我想你笑得肚子痛了。
But for me, it was no laughing matter.
但對於我來說當然不是笑啦。
I was praying the whole time.
我整天都在禱告。
So I walked towards the shop.
所以呢, 我就走近那個商店。
And I prayed the harder as I came towards the typewriter.
所以呢, 我越近那個打字機呢, 我就越禱告得恆切了。
Lord, is it your will? Is it your will to buy the typewriter?
猛問啊, 主啊, 是不是你的心意? 是不是你的心意? 我可以買個打字機呢?
It would have been so simple if God just put a stamp on the typewriter. This typewriter was approved by me.
如果主啊真的打到印啊, 哎呀, 認可你, 你可以去買的了, 那麼多容易呢?
So the first approach, I got no confidence. I walked away.
所以第一次呢, 因為我沒有信心了, 我後來又走了。
I walked off and then I thought, but I need a typewriter, so I come back again.
咁我走咗之後呢, 但我諗我真係要一個打字機用喎, 咁我又再行返返去啦。
So second approach, praying harder, coming closer.
所以第二次去呢, 咁我仲禱告得緊要啲添。
And this time my eye fixed more sharply on the typewriter.
今次呢, 隻眼呢就係盯住嗰個打字機啊。
Still no confidence.
但係都冇信心。
I think I must have done this 8 or 9 times.
我想呢, 是來回這樣8-9次的。
And I think the salesperson must have been ready to call the hospital and say, I think I've got some guy here, you know, that's come and pick him away.
我想那個售貨員呢, 他都說, 啊, 不如打電話呢, 即是叫青山呢, 不是, 叫醫院呢, 就送了這個人去。
This was all in England, you know, in London, you can imagine that.
這個是在英國倫敦的時候。
And a very busy place and a busy street I was walking up on that.
在一個很繁忙的街道呢, 我是這樣走來走去。
It was a question, is this predetermined that I should have a typewriter? God's will or not?
究竟是不是呢, 神是預定, 我可以有這個打字機呢, 究竟是不是神的旨意呢?
Sometimes there's tragic consequences.
有時呢, 是有一些是慘劇的後果的。
In Wales, what particularly hurts me whenever I remember it is about this brother in Wales.
其中一件事呢, 令到我特別傷心的呢, 就是威爾斯有一個弟兄。
He heard the message. He was a Christian for a long time, and now he felt the Lord was calling him into full-time service.
他聽到個信息，而佢亦都做咗一個基督徒好耐，咁佢就覺得神咧係呼召佢入去全時間去服侍佢。
Is it God's will? Is it not God's will?
佢就諗係咪神嘅心意咧，因為唔係神嘅心意咧。
Now, why he ever thought that God would find it displeasing for him to serve the Lord full-time, I don't know.
究竟為什麼, 神會不喜歡他全時間去服侍他, 為什麼他會這樣想呢? 我不知道。
He hesitated for months and months and months, like me, walking back and forth to the post box and back and post box and back.
他已經很多個月呢, 都是這樣猶豫不決, 不敢作決定了。
Why to the post box? Because he already filled in the form to go to the Bible college.
咁佢呢, 就不斷咁樣來回呢, 呢個郵局, 點解呢? 因為佢要呢, 係填一啲表格寄去嘅。
And so as he prayed, he walked towards the red box. You see, in England, you have the red post box. And he walked with the letter to the post box. And there was this mouth, ready to swallow his letter. No, pull it back again.
因為喺英國呢, 嗰啲郵筒呢, 係紅色嘅, 咁有個口呢, 咁當佢呢, 一路行, 諗住入嗰陣時呢, 佢就禱告得好狠切啊。
And so every time he got closer to the post box, that mouth got bigger and bigger, want to swallow his letter.
所以呢, 每當他再走去的時候呢, 那個郵筒的口呢, 好像越來越大, 想吞了一封信一樣。
Wow, once that letter goes in, and he gets accepted by the Bible college, there's no running away anymore.
如果那封信真的投入了, 而那間的神學院呢, 是收了他的話呢, 他就不能。
And so he did the same thing as I did. He walked back and forth with a red phone box, with a red letter box.
所以呢, 他就在一個郵筒那裡走來走去, 就好像我走來走去那樣。
And then one, sometimes he would just give up and next day go again, or next week go again, and this letter never got posted.
有時呢, 他那天這樣算啦, 這樣放棄了啦, 下個禮拜再去過啦, 但終於那封信呢, 都沒有寄到。
This brother could have been greatly used by the Lord. He was a very fine brother.
這個弟兄其實是一個很優秀的弟兄,是可以被神去重用。
But because he had this notion that God's will is predestined in everything, and he couldn't find out what God's will is for him. He didn't know how to find out.
但因為他有個觀念,神的旨意是一早註定,而他也不能夠找到神的旨意,所以他一直都沒有寄到這封信。
What kind of Christianity is this?
究竟這些是什麼的基督教?
That reduces a human being to being pulled by certain strings which are called predestined.
而我們呢, 這些人類呢, 就好像呢, 俾一啲繩咁樣去操縱去控制咁樣。
At least as a non-Christian, you are free. If you want to go to McDonald's, you go to McDonald's. You want to Tagalog, go to Tagalog. Now you all the time are saying, Lord, is it this one? Is it that one? Which one? And you go in there. Can I eat a Big Mac? Can I eat a chicken burger? Which one is the right one? Can I spend 5 cents more? 10 cents less? Oh yeah, we have to spend less. And then we keep thinking, oh, life is too tiring for me. Oh.
所以你想不做基督徒仲好，因為你不做基督徒的時候，你不用去麥當勞去大家樂，又不用想、主啊，我可不可以吃巨無霸呢？因為我吃麥香雞呢，我可不可以用多5毫子，用少1毫子呢？真是難。
But being children or being slaves, this is slavery. You don't know how to live as a child of God.
這類究竟是兒女的，因為是奴隸呢，就好像奴隸那樣，都不是好像兒女那樣。
Do you think if my father were there, he would care whether I go to McDonald's or not? I can say, well, if you don't mind, I'm going here. If he says he don't mind, I go.I'm hungry right now. I like the 2 Big Macs. My father said, no. No good. No. He doesn't mind. All right, you're hungry, have 2 Big Macs.
如果你是有一个爸爸，你说、我肚饿，我可不可以麦当劳呢？我想吃两个巨无霸。你会不会想，他说不要，你不准吃。当然不是，他说你就去咯，你就吃咯。
I think the concept of God that some people have is worse than the worst father you could ever have.
我想呢，有些人对于